Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And now the intersection of politics, race, and comedy. Those are big themes for Dean Obadalla. He's an Arab-American comedian who likes to poke fun at some of our deepest fears and prejudices.
Even the most open-minded people, you've been conditioned by the media to be afraid of people who have accents. And I can show you, I can say the same thing with or without a Middle Eastern accent. It can change the whole meaning. Why? If I go, hey, wait till Friday night. We've been planning this for months. People be talking about this for years. It could be a party, right? If I go, wait till Friday night. We've been planning this for months. People be talking about this for years. Scary, right?
Scary and funny, too. New Jersey-born Dean Obadalla is currently co-producing and co-directing the documentary The Muslims Are Coming about Muslim American comedians. And this Sunday, the Dean Obadalla for Vice President comedy tour will be at the Regent Theater in Arlington. And Dean Obadalla, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me on, Anthony.
So tell us about the big theme behind your current comedy tour. You're apparently running for vice president. I want to know why.
Yes.
Vice president? Why not shoot for the big one and run for president?
President is a horrible job. Vice president, though. This is appealing. You make $230,000 a year. You do almost nothing, and you're treated like a celebrity. It's like being a Kardashian. But this is what, and not even Kim, because Kim is hated. The other ones, we don't even know their names. Look at Biden. No one even knows what Joe Biden does. If he doesn't make a gaffe, we don't even know he exists. So,
and you got that nice house, right? The Naval Observatory is a pretty
exactly.
nice house. Yeah.
You know, think about it. People shoot at presidents. Nobody shoots at vice presidents. In fact, our vice presidents have shot other people. In Dick Cheney and Aaron Burr. Two vice presidents have shot other people. So, I mean, it's a great job. And with Dick Cheney, he shot his friend and his friend apologized. That's how great vice president is.
Dean, your comedy is very much informed by your ethnic background. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And let's play a clip. This is from your Axis of Evil comedy tour from 2007. Let's listen for a minute.
But it's my last name, Obadalla, that gets attention. A friend said, well, why don't you translate it into the English translation? Maybe no one will pick up my ethnic heritage during these difficult times. Obadalla translates into servant of Allah. That's not helping at all, is it, folks? Call American Airlines. Hi, two tickets to L.A. Name? Oh, Mr. Servant of Allah. Okay, hang on. Let me transfer to the correct department. FBI.
That's funny stuff.
Thanks.
So, Dean, a piece like that obviously mm-hmm. really confronts some of the fears and preconceptions that a lot of Americans have about Muslims or how they might feel about an Arab-looking guy in an airport. What are you hoping you can do with comedy around this issue, besides making us laugh?
It's certainly not the Arab 101 or Muslim 101, this show. It's a comedy show. But within that, my goal and what I aspire to do, frankly, is to bring up issues that I believe in strongly. They may be political. They may be about Islamophobia or being Arab in America. And I really believe in if you can hold a mirror up to it and make people laugh at the folly of this other people's arguments, you're winning. You know, my goal is to try to inform and educate and entertain at the same time.
Mm. I was reading your dad is Palestinian, born on the West mm-hmm. Bank. Your grandparents mm-hmm. on your mother's side were Sicilian. So you grew up
yes.
in a household that was both Muslim and Catholic. How were you
yes.
raised? And was that a conflict? How were you raised?
It was a holy war every day in my family. Fighting. It was like the Crusades. We reenact each Crusade. The Third Crusade was my favorite. Actually, it was a great accommodation, frankly. My mom is Catholic. She's Italian. My father, who passed away about 12 years ago, was Muslim. And my parents basically had an understanding before we were born that we would be raised with both faiths. And both faiths were in our house every single day. And we would celebrate Christmas and Easter, and at the end of Ramadan for Muslims, we would celebrate the Eid. And my Muslim cousins would come over at Christmas all the time. We exchange gifts. And we'd go over to my Muslim family for the party of Eid. And they're not inconsistent. While you have people who walk around thinking, oh, my God, you know, Islam is foreign to America. I'm like, where was Jesus born? Iowa? No, all religions are foreign to America. Unless you're a Native American, your religions are all foreign. So, you know, Muslims were just less of us. Mm-hmm. And in time, if we can establish the Adopt a Muslim program, which I've been advocating and no one will do it yet, sort of like the Adopt a Highway program. We send everyone a Muslim friend for like a week. They know us, hang out. You'll find out we're not scary. We have very similar views.
I've got a guest room. I'll take one.
Sure. Well, I'll send you one over. You tell me. We'll talk after the show. There's so many, too. All different shades. As more and more Muslims get into entertainment, get into politics, I think it'll lessen people's concerns.
Well, speaking of getting into government, before you became a comedian, you had your eyes set on political office and you went to law school. How did you end up in comedy? Why did you get off that political track?
I'll be honest. I always enjoyed making people laugh. It was that organic. And I was very active in Democratic politics in northern Jersey, where I was from. I was president of the Bergen County Young Democrats and Paramus Democrats. I went to law school. I put it this way. It was suffocating the spark in my soul. It was so confining. It was painful. I didn't enjoy it at all, and I started to dabble in stand-up comedy. They had the funniest lawyer competition in North Jersey, but the Bar Association ran, and I kept doing more comedy at night and sneaking out of the law office to be a comedian. It led me to giving up the law and working as a page at NBC and then getting hired at Saturday Night Live and working there for 7 years on the production staff.
I'm just wondering if you see comedy as another means to the same end, that is, influencing people, representing people, maybe even educating people.
I personally do. I think for each comedian, it's their own choice. Sometimes the jokes have there's no point. Just silly. Like I talked about my girlfriend being from the Middle East. She's Arab. I got her on eBay. You know, there's no political connotation. I just got her on eBay. She's Palestinian. I got her with PayPal or PalPal in the case of her. But I talk about her struggles in America being an Arab, and being an actress and.
Well, what about the other extreme, though? I mean, it's silly, I understand, but in working with this kind of material, is there a line that you have to draw? I mean, have you thought of jokes that you wanted to tell, but you knew that you just couldn't go there, that they went too far?
I think in the months and years after 9/11, there was more of that concern by me. There were jokes really pushing up against the misconceptions people had. Like, for example, I did a joke about, and I could do it now, it's not a problem, but in the year after 9/11, I was going to do it, and I didn't. But
and what was the joke? What was the joke?
Well, it was a true story. I was at a laundromat in New York, and there's a TV on, and some guy goes, "Hey, buddy, you see these Arabs on TV? Let's kill them all and let God sort out the good and bad ones." And I said to him, "Sir, that's not nice. I'm Arab." And he goes, "You don't look it." I'm like, "Well, that just makes it easier for me to achieve the goals of my mission." You know, so that's a joke today we can do easily. Now I get questions all the time. Well, would you do a joke about the Prophet Muhammad? I'm like, I don't do jokes demonizing anyone's faith. You know, I think part of the thing here in America, the media defines all minority groups. And sometime, like the protests, and you know, the Muslim world erupts. Indonesia, the most populous Muslim country in the world, over 220, 230 million people. They had articles, 700 people protesting. That defined Indonesia. Meanwhile, 2 months ago, 50,000 Indonesians bought tickets to a Lady Gaga concert. So don't get me wrong, I understand covering the protest. It makes news, it's sensational. It's also newsworthy, there's no doubt about it. But there's never, you know, a follow-up story to show the typical Muslim, the 99%, the rest of them just living their lives. That's what I'd love to see, just a little balance in the coverage.
I think it's a good point. Dean Obadalla, thanks so much for coming in. What a pleasure.
Thanks very much, Anthony. I appreciate it.
So that's Dean Obadalla. The Dean Obadalla for Vice President Comedy Tour will be at the Regent Theater in Arlington this Sunday.
Well, that is it for this week. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. Thanks for being with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday. Have a happy Columbus Day weekend for more Radio Boston.